Masha's Tales.
Do you know why I'm memorizing the multiplication table? That's how I train my memory. If your memory's bad because it was trained properly, the following may happen to you.
Alibaba.
Once upon a time, there were two brothers in the Middle East, Qasim and Alibaba. Although it might seem kind of strange, the older brother inherited everything, the mill, the donkey, and even the cat. And the younger brother inherited nothing at all. Alibaba scratched the back of his head and said to himself, "My older brother is rich, but he will never give me a bite of halva or a sip of sherbet, so I need to come up with a plan." It took Alibaba a while, but finally, one day, he got a really genius idea. "I'll gather some firewood in the forest, sell it at the market, and use the money to buy myself a meat pie." So Alibaba went to the forest, walked around, picked up some sticks. Suddenly, he heard some whistling and strange stomping noise. Alibaba got scared and said, "I must have made some local genies mad." But these were no magic genies, just some ordinary thieves. There were 15 of them. They were carrying a treasure chest. And the captain of these scary pirates, no, I mean the chief of these scary thieves, barked out, "Open, Sesame!" Everything started to shake like there was an earthquake. And then the secret door of the cave opened up in the mountain. The thieves carried the treasure chest into the cave very fast so no one could see them. Well, that's what they thought, that no one could see them. But there was a reason that Alibaba was the best student. He saw it all and he heard it all. So as soon as the thieves left the cave, Alibaba came out of the bushes and said, "Open, Sesame!" And that's how he ended up in the magic cave. There were all sorts of great things in there. In the first room, he found silver, gold, and heaps of precious stones. In the second room, he found all kinds of toys. Dolls with tea sets, bears on bikes, humongous elephants, and even fluffy kitties. Alibaba played with the train set for a while before going into the third room. And it was full of such beautiful clothes. There were ball gowns, skirts of all lengths, t-shirts with sparkling rhinestones, and beautiful pink slippers. They had such cute flowers on the top and pretty beading all around. Alibaba decided to try on these slippers. Suddenly, the slippers raised him up in the air, and off he went flying. Alibaba shouted to the door, "Open, Sesame!" He flew out of the cave, as happy as he can be. "With slippers like these, I'll carry the firewood to the market in no time." Alibaba sold the firewood at the market and bought himself a meat pie. All of a sudden, his brother Qasim showed up. "How did you manage to buy a meat pie?"
"Oh, lucky one, how did you get the money?"
Alibaba had no choice but to tell his brother all about the forest and the secret treasure cave he'd found that belonged to the thieves, and to write the magic words on a sheet for his brother so he wouldn't forget them. Qasim ran up the secret door and read the sheet. "Open, Sesame!" And he went in right away to get the treasures. Only in his haste, he dropped the sheet. He put so many of the thief's treasure in his bag, he could barely drag it to the exit. He caught his breath and said, "Bippity boppity boo. With these words, I will open you." Then Qasim knocked on it. The door still didn't open. Then Qasim banged on it with his head. Suddenly, the door opened up, and the chief of thieves was standing there.
"Why are you trying to break my door, oh impatient one? I forget what they call those seeds they put on the top of hamburger buns."
That's what Qasim told him.
"Why is your memory so very poor?" asked the chief of thieves. "You must train it. I'm going to give you this book of fairy tales to memorize so you can tell them to me at bedtime. After you've told me every one of them, you can go home. Until then, oh greedy one, you'll stay here as my prisoner.
So because of his stupidity, Kasim had to stay in the cave. I'm not sure for how long. They say he was there for 1,000 days and 1,001 nights. That's what I'm telling you. You won't have to depend on cheat sheets if you train your memory.